Well, hey, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Josh Shearer. I'm the lead pastor at Gawler Uniting Church, and this message is a recording from one of our Sunday services. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope this message brings you hope and builds your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, let's get to the message.
Good evening.
Let's pray. Father God, you know that without you, that I am unworthy to deliver one word, but you make me worthy, Lord. And I just pray that it would be you that speaks tonight and not me, in your precious and holy name. Amen. Good evening again. So I have a question for you. It's a very important question. What is the greatest invention humanity has ever come up with? Anybody? Greatest invention? Fire? Good one. Anything else? Anybody? What about that round thing that we all came in here on? Wheel? Some people say that. Nerds. But the truth is that I know that some of you that have been around a while have all heard the phrase, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Is that not correct? You've heard that? Your grandma said it. Maybe your mom said it. But I'm here to dispel that rumor tonight. Because in fact, while sliced bread was invented in 1928, Betty White was born in 1922, and therefore sliced bread is the greatest thing since Betty White. You're welcome. Use that at the next pub night, okay? Pub quiz. So tonight we're talking about the bread of life. And Jesus speaks about this in John chapter 6, verses 22 to 40, and I will read those to you now. I know Catherine Sutton was happy to get out of reading the Bible tonight. He was happy to get out of that, he told me. So the next day, the crowd that stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. And then some boats from the Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd had realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you were looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." And then they asked him, "What must we do to do the work that God requires?" "The work of God is this, to believe in the one whom he sent." And so they asked him, "What sign then will you give, that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall not lose one that he has given me, but I will raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him will have eternal life." This is the word of the Lord. I love it whenever Jesus has a conversation with people, because as clever as they think they're being, he knows what's going on in here, right? And so when they come to him and they say, "Oh, Jesus, how you going? We've been looking everywhere for you." He knew that they weren't looking for him for the right reason. He said, "You've come to me because yesterday I fed you. Yesterday, you saw me do something cool and you want more of that. You didn't come to me because you wanted to spend time with me, but you were curious as to what you could get or what I was going to do today. Right? Jesus always knows why we come. So, what I want to talk to you about is the concept of snacking, right? My command to you is don't snack, right? So when your kids come to you and they're like, oh, dude, I'm so hungry. Can I just have a snack? You parents, in your wisdom, go, you know what? Despite the theatrics you're displaying right now that imminent starvation is coming, being a little bit hungry isn't going to hurt you. And I would rather that you're a little bit hungry for a while so that you can eat the dinner that's more nutritious for you. Is that correct? That's what we think, because we're wise parents. We're smart. Smarter than you. No. They're not. I'm dumber than my kids most of the time. So Jesus answers them, very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because of the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils. Jesus was trying to get them to understand that that temporary satisfaction they might get from what they saw yesterday wasn't really what they needed. It wasn't really what they needed, and it was okay to be hungry. When we come to Jesus, it's okay to be hungry. To be hungry for something that we don't have. That's okay. It's not going to hurt us. In fact, that's what should drive us to Jesus, that we're a little bit hungry. But he wants us to be satisfied. He doesn't want us to just snack and pick. He wants us to get full, right? He says, work for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. You see, it's okay to be hungry, because when we're hungry, we appreciate the broccoli, the Brussels sprouts, the liver and onions, all those things our parents made us eat. Yuck! Because we're hungry now. But we know that they're good for us. Be satisfied. That's what he wants for us. Jesus wants us to come to him hungry because he wants us to be satisfied. Jesus commands us, don't complain. So they asked him, what sign will you give? What sign will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven. Can you hear the whinge? What are you going to do? This is what we want. You're not giving it to us. We just want this. Yeah. We want bread. We want you to do what you did yesterday. Don't complain. We often say, oh, why don't I have that? Why am I not being blessed? Why are these people getting what I want? Why did our ancestors get access to God and it seemed like he was looking after them, but it just seems like that's not happening here? What are you asking for? You're complaining, but you're not trusting. I know what you need. I know what's going to satisfy you. I know what's going to give you what you need, but you got to trust me and don't complain about what you're not getting. Ask yourself, are you only coming to God because you want something? Are you only coming to God because you want a temporary fix to a problem? Or are you saying, man, I am hungry and I need God every day, and even if I don't know why, I'm hungry for him. That's the only way that you're going to be content, that you're going to get what you need. Very truly, I tell you, It is not Moses who gave you. It's not that other stuff you're looking at. It's not Moses. It's not that. It's me. I'm the one, through the Father, who gives you that bread from heaven. I'm the one who gives you what you need. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't look in the past or the way that I might have worked then. It's how I'm working now. All you need to do is come to me hungry. That's it. Don't consume. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Always give us this. Don't be just a consumer. Don't say, you know what, God, I'm hungry, but what you've got for me, I only want for me. And just keep giving it to me. That's all I want. Give me what I want, what I think I need. Sir, always give us this bread. Always give us what I want, what I think I need. I just want hot chips for tea. Man, is that so hard? With gravy? You can turn water into wine. Surely you can make gravy healthy. That's all I'm asking. They didn't get it. They kept pushing. They kept saying, but we know what we want. Why won't you just give it to us? Give us this. This is what we want. What are you talking about? Don't consume, but be connected. Jesus wants you to be connected. He wants you to be connected to the heart of God. To the example of Jesus, just come to me hungry and sit at my feet and I will give you what you need. When Jesus teaches us to pray, it's not an accident that he says, give us this day our what? Our daily bread, that's right. Give us this day our daily bread. That's not an accident. He says, I want you to sit before me. I want you to be hungry. I want you to come to me daily, and I will give you what you need. You want to see revival in the north. You want this church to make a difference. You can't do that if you're not satisfied, if you're not content, if you're not full. Unless we're full, unless we're satisfied, we cannot be engaged in that outward love that's required to love the person that needs to know about Jesus. We cannot do that because out there, people are going through some ugly stuff. People are starving, and they need to see that it's only Jesus that can make them full. Only Jesus can make them full. You know, recently, unfortunately, there's been a couple prominent leaders in the church, someone at Hillsong, someone in America, who have fallen away from the faith. And it's tragic and it's sad because I think that this was part of the problem. They were trying to get full on this bread that they thought they needed. They were trying to snack on an experience. They were trying to snack on something that felt good and that it kept working, and for a time it kept working, but they lost track of just coming to Jesus hungry. Coming to him and saying, I just need what you got for me today. That's all I need. I don't know what that looks like, but I know that you've got it. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, there's a bunch of ladies up at the Walk to Emmaus, and one of the leaders there shared this thought, which I'm just going to leave you with. The mission of this church and every church is evangelism. And that's a word that we use a lot. It's a big word. What does it mean to evangelize? Is it a program? Is it this? Is it that? But what I challenge you today is to define evangelism like this. Evangelism is simply one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. Let's pray. Father God, we don't want to do anything that would hinder or spoil our hunger for you. Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that we would just come to you hungry, starving for what it is that you give and that only you can give. And I pray, Lord, that we would do that daily, come before you, and that through that, we would begin to change this world for you. Amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the message, and if you want to connect with us further, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Gawler Uniting Church. Thanks, and see you next time.